Okay, so welcome to Happy Hour. It's wonderful to see you all and to be here. So one thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit today is the story that I read years ago, and I didn't realize what an impact it had on me. It's this really short story. I'm going to share it with you here in a moment, but and it's kind of like a minor, like when you hear the story, you feel like, yeah, so like, what's the point, or what's that? How is that so impactful? But just the way that this has unfolded through the years has really touched me. And maybe now that I gave that introduction, maybe I'll read the story and then I'll talk about how it impacted me in the way that it did. So this is a story, I don't know if you can see this, it's this book from Jack Kornfield. Let's see, I'm trying to read it. What is it? The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace by Jack Kornfield. And it's a collection, it's mostly like a collection of quotes, and each page is like its own little chapter. So it's a collection of really short things. And there's some lovely things in here. And I talked with this book, it's quite a few years ago now, where we would sit in the morning and then we would kind of read from this book or talk about this. So that's where I first encountered this story. So this is Jack Kornfield, who's quoting somebody else. But Jack writes, "Love begins in the smallest ways." And then here's the story. During my second month of nursing school, our professor gave us a pop quiz. I was a conscientious student and had breezed through the questions until I read the last one. What is the first name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely this was some kind of joke. I had seen the cleaning woman several times. She was tall, dark-haired, a woman in her 50s, but how would I know her name? I handed in my paper, leaving the last question blank. Before class ended, one student asked if the last question would count towards our quiz grade. Absolutely, said the professor. In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. I've never forgotten that lesson. I also learned her name was Dorothy. That's the end of this story. Just love this idea of, let's see, in your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. After reading this, I started to notice, you know, who are some of these people that I don't know their names, or the person who takes care of the garden that's not too far from here. And, you know, I see these people. And so I noticed that. So I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll ask their names. And this has turned out to be such a wonderful thing, both for me to kind of connect with people, but also to, in some ways, just to repopulate the world with individuals. Sometimes we don't really notice that these people that are just like us, they have their wishes, their dreams, their disappointments, their sorrows, just in the same way that we do. And so much when we find people being dismissive of others or just not seeing them, which can be really painful. But it's often because they somehow haven't connected with the humanity of others, haven't learned their name. And one way that, when I did a training in compassion cultivation, a course out of Stanford on compassion, I think it's offered online. I know it's offered online now, so I can recommend this. Maybe some of you have done it. But one thing that they talk about to help kind of connect with people that you don't know and kind of humanize them, is to ask yourself, I wonder what their favorite vegetable is. Right? We all eat vegetables, maybe some more than the others, but right, there's this idea of this is something humans share, and it's very a neutral thing. We don't have to attach any particular meaning to it. So if some of you have been in some of my other classes, sometimes I ask this question, what's your favorite vegetable? I say that as a way to kind of people introduce themselves instead of their background or why they're taking the class or something, because then often we kind of start sorting people like, oh, that this is this type of a person and that's that type of a person. But if we just learn like, oh, they like broccoli. They're just somebody who likes broccoli. So this idea of making it so that we can connect with people that we don't know. We don't have to become best friends with everybody. We don't have to know their life stories. We don't have to share our own life stories. But just to recognize that our planet is populated with fellow human beings just like us, just like us. They wish to be happy. Doesn't mean we agree with the ways that they're trying to become happy, but there is a way in which if we recognize the humanity of each other, I think we would treat each other with some more care, and some more respect, and maybe some more forgiveness and openness instead of harshness and harm that we see. It's much more difficult to harm people that we see their full humanity. Much easier to harm people that somehow we haven't connected with their humanity. Okay, so with that as an introduction, you can do some loving kindness. And we'll start with just connecting to this moment. To the experience we're having right now. What does it feel like to be sitting here? What does it feel like to have this body right now? Feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion. Maybe there are sounds, allowing them to be there. And tuning in to the sensations of breathing, the movement of the chest or the abdomen. The feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Can we rest the attention on the sensations of breathing? Not in a heavy-handed way, but with a soft touch. And when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again. To begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy. Bring into mind a lovable being, someone with whom we have an uncomplicated relationship. And somehow makes us smile in some kind of way, either literally or figuratively. Might be somebody we know, might be somebody we don't know. Kittens, puppies, babies. We can also bring imaginary creatures, beings to mind. What is it like to rest? And this feeling of warm-heartedness towards the lovable being. For some of you, maybe there's a feeling of warmth in the heart. For some of you, maybe it's not clear there's anything in particular there. It's perfectly fine, perfectly fine. Connecting with this lovable being, either by having a visual image, or maybe there's another way, maybe there's a way of feeling connected, which isn't so explicitly visual. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we extend loving kindness to ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Just like the lovable being, we wish to be happy also. Can we extend some warm-heartedness and well-wishing to ourselves? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. If we feel like the loving kindness is a little dry or stiff, you can just stay with it. It doesn't have to be rich and juicy. Or if you like, you can maybe dip back into loving kindness with a lovable being. Again, where it's easy. And get fueled up in some kind of way. Maybe the pace I'm moving is not the right pace for you. It doesn't fit where you are today. We'll hang out here for just a little bit longer, loving kindness for ourselves. Some people use images of themselves when they are a child, find that that's easier. You're welcome to be creative. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness for somebody we don't know. Sometimes this is called the neutral person, somebody that we don't have an opinion on, or it's not that we don't like them or that we like them, but they're neutral. Might be somebody on this Zoom call. And as I mentioned in the intro, one way to kind of connect with people is just to wonder in our minds, I wonder what kind of vegetables this person likes. I wonder what their favorite vegetable is. To bringing to mind a neutral person, somebody in this Zoom call. Maybe it's the mail carrier, a neighbor that you only see sometimes washing their car. And wishing them well, loving kindness, warm-heartedness, with some care. Just like us, they wish to be happy also. And just like us, they've had difficulties and successes. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It's helpful if we can choose an individual as opposed to some generic person that we don't know. The point here is to connect with the humanity of someone we don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Of course, other people that we don't know have challenges and tender moments, just like we do. Can wish them happiness and well-being. Just think how the world would be if we recognized each other's humanity all the time. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, you can gently open the eyes. Yeah, just recognizing the humanity in each other. And it turns out to be so easy. Just asking, wondering what kind of vegetables they like, learning somebody's name. And then everything shifts. Then they kind of get fleshed out in some kind of way into individuals that have a whole range of experiences, just like we do. And trying to make sense of their lives, find their way, just like we are. So in some ways, it's easier to extend loving kindness to human beings, to actual people. It's certainly more difficult to cause harm to people who are, and there's so many ways we can cause harm to some of it just by carelessness with our language or maybe not seeing people really seeing that they are there. So it can be helpful to talk about these ideas or these experiences with others. So now I'd like to create some breakout rooms. And for these rooms, you can talk about this idea of our common humanity and ways in which we can connect with others that we don't know. And maybe we'll never actually speak to some of these people too. And what an impact that has in general, or what an impact it has in particular about our loving kindness. Like, is it easier? Is it getting more complicated if we are thinking or experiencing their humanity? Well, what impact does that have? So that's something you can talk about in this small group, or maybe just how that meditation was for you. And for those of you who have done this with me before, you know that I'm often suggesting that you don't have to say everything you know about this topic. You don't have to tell big, long, complicated stories. We just have a few minutes. So I'll be in groups of 3 or 4. Or let's see here. Yeah. And then you can, let's see here. Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted while I'm trying to take care of these rooms here. And sometimes I know in the small groups, it gets a little complicated. Like, okay, who's going to go first? I don't want to speak, so I'm just going to be silent. And you spend all this time trying to just navigate who's going to go first. So why don't we do it by the day of the month you were born? So if you're born on the 1st of the month, you would go first. If you're born on the 30th of any month, you'd go last. Okay, here we go. So I'd love to hear any questions or comments, how that was in the small groups, or any new ideas or any aha moments or something you'd like to share. Yes, Nicholas.
I noticed when things feel a little dry, I'll actually overbreathe to create warmth. And so it's interesting to hold that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I didn't hear the word overbreathe.
Yeah, like I'll over, like I'll kind of like suck in air in a way that's kind of rough, and that'll create a sensation of warmth. So I feel like, oh, I'm feeling warm-hearted during metta practice, but it's really just like a subtle way that I overexert. And it was interesting to kind of recognize that today.
Oh, fascinating. And then does it support your loving kindness practice?
Or? No, it creates a lot of discomfort, actually. It creates some kind of, in my air passages, they get a little bit angry at me.
Happy. Yeah, this is so great that you notice this. There's so many different things that, unless we're really paying attention, we don't notice that we do, right? That we, with the breath is an obvious one, holding our breath or exhaling really loudly or, you know, forcefully or something like that. So fantastic. How nice that you recognize that. Thank you, Nicholas. Anybody else have a comment?
Yeah, I have a question. How do you give loving kindness, you know, when you're sad, when you're grieving for people around you?
That might not be the time to do loving kindness. It's perfectly appropriate to grieve, and maybe this is part of the art of practice, when to know when is it time just to feel the sadness, and when is it, would it be helpful to connect with others and to feel some warm-hearted? So if one is feeling grief and they feel like they do want to do some loving kindness, maybe, Neil, you won't be surprised to hear me say, start where it's easy. So maybe just do with the lovable being and maybe just hang out there. And then maybe it can slide into I don't know if you were thinking specifically loving kindness for those particular individuals for whom we are feeling sad or about whom we're feeling sad, or
just asking in general.
Just in general. Yeah. So to recognize that maybe sometimes it's better to grieve than to try to generate some loving kindness. And if you do think it would be better for loving kindness, start where it's easy.
Thank you.
Oh, that's at the top of the hour already. Okay, it's wonderful seeing you all. It's a beautiful thing that we're doing together, this practice. So if you'd like, you can unmute yourself and maybe we can say goodbye in a
Bye.